This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Polling for assembly elections in Assam, Keralam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be held today. Voting will be held for all 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. All arrangements are in place at three places to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. A total of 883 candidates are in the fray in Keralam and Puducherry. 294 candidates are contesting the elections. In Assam, a total of 722 candidates are in the fray in the polls. Meanwhile, today is the last date for withdrawal of nominations in Tamil Nadu and the first phase in West Bengal, as well as for filing nominations for the second phase in West Bengal. Counting of votes for all four states and the Union Territory will take place on the 4th of next month. By-elections to the 28th Koridang Assembly seat in Nagaland and the Dharmnagar Assembly seat in Tripura will also be held today. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has withdrawn its notification for the by-election to the 21 Ponda Assembly seat in Goa following a Bombay High Court ruling declaring last month's notification null and void. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi is arriving in Haldia, West Bengal today for the election campaign. He will address a public rally in Haldia Township, followed by rallies in Asansol and Suri Birbhum. Meanwhile, BJP leader and Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has arrived in the state to attend party programs, including a farmers' meeting in Singur and Swarnkar Community Convention at the National Library in Kolkata. BJP National President Nitin Nabin will travel from Siliguri to Malda this morning. The Union Cabinet has approved 41,534 crore rupees nutrient-based subsidy for phosphatic and potassic fertilizers for this year's Kharif season. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav made the announcement while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday about Union Cabinet's decisions. Nutrient-based subsidy rates will be effective from the 1st of this month to the 30th of September this year. The Cabinet Committee of Economic Affairs, CCA, has also approved the revision of HPCL Rajasthan Refinery Limited project cost from 43,129 crore rupees to 79,459 crore rupees. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has chaired the third meeting of the Group of Ministers on West Asia in New Delhi and reviewed measures in view of the evolving situation in the region. On this occasion, the minister directed all departments to maintain a high level of preparedness, coordination and resilience to effectively deal with any eventuality. The ministry stated that the government is ensuring uninterrupted availability of LPG, petrol, diesel, fertilizers and other essential commodities across the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be on Mauritius visit and the United Arab Emirates official visit from today. In the first leg of his tour, Dr. Jayashankar will visit Mauritius to participate in the 9th Indian Ocean Conference. During his visit, he'll meet the leadership of Mauritius and review the entire spectrum of bilateral ties. Indian Army's Chinar Corps, in a joint operation with Jammu and Kashmir Police, has averted a major terror incident in Shofian district. Officials said a 14.5-kilogram improvised explosive device, IED, was recovered near Trithragram in the Zainpora area. The IED, suspected to be targeting security force vehicles, was later defused by a bomb disposable squad after briefly halting traffic on the road. Shaurya Divas will be observed today at Sardar Post in the border area of Kutch district in Gujarat. On this occasion, senior officials and personnel of the force will pay homage to the martyrs with a guard of honour, while tributes will also be offered through a band performance. Shaurya Divas is observed every year on 9th April to commemorate the exceptional courage and bravery displayed by security forces during the 1965 India-Pakistan conflict. In wrestling, Indian Greco-Roman wrestlers added three more medals to their tally at the Asian Championship 2026 in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan. Nitesh Sivach won a silver medal, while Prince and Sachin Sahalwat secured bronze medals in their respective categories. Now Indian Greco-Roman wrestlers have finished the championship with a total of five medals. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans beat Delhi Capitals by one run at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans put up a strong total of 210 for 4 in their 20 overs, with Shubman Gill scoring 70. In reply, Delhi Capitals finished at 209 for 8 in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.